With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Sam Mendick explains some of the details that Hamas says they'll be accepting as part of President Trump's ceasefire arrangement.
Hamas has said that it accepts elements of U.S. President Donald Trump's peace plan, but that there is still negotiation to be had on other parts of the deal. Hamas has said that it will release all of the hostages, both dead and alive, being held in Gaza, and that it will relinquish power in Gaza. Now, this comes after President Donald Trump gave a warning to Hamas, saying that if they didn't respond by Sunday, that Israel would continue the attacks and that it was their last chance. Trump presented the plan earlier this week.
Ed Donahue has a report on the arrest of some ICE protesters near Chicago.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem visited a Chicago-area ICE facility as agents detained protesters outside. Noem met with employees at the ICE processing facility in Broadview, Illinois. Outside, the crowd grew over several hours. Some were riled by newly installed barricades. Johnny Bishop is one of the protesters.
We have done our due diligence to make sure that we are in accordance with the laws.
Arrests were made.
This has been happening for our entire history. And people need to realize that it's not just about fighting against Trump. It's fighting for a more humane immigration system that we all deserve.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Shocking video of a horrific crime has prompted action in North Carolina. And that's because of the death of a Ukrainian woman killed on the train.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Josh Stein has signed into law a criminal justice measure pushed by the Republican-controlled legislature. After a young Ukrainian woman was stabbed to death on a Charlotte train, the new law bars cashless bail for certain violent crimes and limits discretion in pretrial release decisions. The bill's authors are also seeking to restart executions in North Carolina. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Virginia's governor encourages attendees at a recent Turning Point USA event in his home state.
Speaking with Salem Radio, Glenn Youngkin says he invited those gathered at Virginia Tech University last week to take up the mantle of the late Charlie Kirk.
They're the leaders of the future. And I wasn't kidding when I said the best answer I've heard to the question who's going to be the next Charlie Kirk is all of you.
Youngkin issued this challenge.
You are the light. And you need to stand up and be confident in your beliefs because what you believe is truth, and we need you to lead. And I have to be honest, it was one of the most moving moments of the entire time I've had the privilege of serving as governor.
He spoke only days after the inspirational service for the late conservative Christian activist and Salem talk host. Next stop for the This is the Turning Point tour will be next Tuesday, October 7th at Montana State University. George Williams, SRN News.
And this is SRN News. The U.S. government taking a minority stake in Lithium Americas. It's a company that is developing one of the world's largest lithium mines in northern Nevada. Donna Warner reports the move is the latest such investment by the administration and private companies.
The U.S. government already announced a 10% stake in Intel, is the biggest owner in MP Minerals, a Las Vegas rare earth miner. And Trump made a deal with NVIDIA and AMD to give the U.S. government a 15% cut of revenue from selling certain chips to China.
U.S. officials in coming days are set to hold the government's biggest coal sales in more than a decade. About 600 million tons of the fuel will be auctioned from publicly owned reserves next to strip mines in Montana and Wyoming. Data analyzed by the Associated Press shows most of the power plants served by those mines plan to quit burning coal within 10 years. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.